Hal Kemp on the air for Griffin.
It's time to shine. Shine your shoes and wear a smile. Shine your shoes and be in style. Sunshine's easy, sunshine's rich. Griffin polish shines the best. Some folks are not particular how they look around their feet. If they wore shoes upon their heads to make sure they look neat, so just keep your shoes shine. Griffin all the time. Griffin tile is the time to shine. When you hear this familiar chime, it's time to shine. Everybody gets it. It's time to shine.
The Griffin Company, makers of America's favorite shoe polish, Griffin ABC and Griffin All White, bring you Time to Shine with Hal Kemp and his orchestra, the Three Smoothies, Babs, Charlie, and Little, Nan Wynn, Bob Allen, and Saxy Dowell. Later on, Bob Trout, speaking from Quebec, Canada, presents a special edition of radio's newest feature, Taken from Life. For those of us here, and for you at home, I want to remind you that the Griffin Glee Club meets as usual at the end of the program. But right now, Hal, it's your time to shine.
Good evening, y'all. This is Hal Kemp. Once again, it's my time to do one of the easiest things on the program, introducing lovely Nan Wynn.
I'm hungry for something, but it seems so far away. That sentimental family that we share one day. We're hungry for something, not for lobster, not for wine. That sentimental family that was yours and mine. You haven't even touched your lobster new bed. I haven't even sipped my dry champagne. It isn't lost of that return, but somehow on this lovely night we're suffering from a tender and a sad. 'Cause I'm hungry for something, but it's far away. That sentimental sandwich that we shared one day. And you're hungry for something, nothing fancy or new. One sentimental sandwich. Come in love, oh, dear. Here we were poor, and though fate has changed our scenery, here the allure of that broken down beanery. Yes, we're hungry for something, not for lobster. Not for one. That sentimental sandwich that was yours and
I'm pretty sure nobody would say no to an invitation like that. And when you're strolling down a shady lane with your best girl, I'm sure you'll want your white shoes to look just as nice as hers. Chances are, hers look that way because she's already using Griffin All White.
Why, Mr. Ross, that's absolutely right. And the reason we women prefer Griffin All White is because it's quick and easy to use. It never cakes or looks painted. It doesn't rub off. And I find I can clean my leather and my fabric shoes with Griffin All White. Of course, it's up to you, Mr. Ross, to tell where to get it. But I think most of us know.
Well, thank you. Everyone can get Griffin All White wherever shoe polish is sold. It comes in bottles or tubes, 10 and 25 cents each. You're bound to find Griffin All White safe, sure, and satisfactory. More people prefer it than all other white shoe polishes combined.
Raymond Scott's Siberian Sleigh Ride. Thank you.
And now we take you to that quaint little old candy store run by that beloved neighborhood philosopher, quaint little old Uncle David. As the scene opens, we find him trying vainly to sell some of his quaint little old candies to three of his young customers, Bab, Charlie, and Little.
Ah, wilderness of drifting marshmallows, soft as silk, white as snow, three for a penny.
No, no, no!
Peppermint sticks, six for a penny. Just like racehorses, the faster you lick 'em, the faster they go.
Ah! We don't want any.
No licorice, no marshmallows, no peppermint. Come, my little cherubs, time's a-wasting. What do you want?
Uncle David, we want bubble gum.
Ah, chew your bubble gum.
First you pop, then you stop. The gum gets big and round. Though your troubles will like bubbles when you hear this funny little sound. Chew, 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 chew your bubble gum. Chew, 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 chew your bubble gum. Chew, 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 chew your bubble gum. Chew, 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 baby. Chew, 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 chew your bubble gum. Let's hear it pop. Come on, kids, and chew your gum. Put your jaws around it. You'll have fun. Chew, chew, chew your bubble gum. We like to explain to you what this bubble gum can do. You take your girl for a walk in the park and you don't know what to do. Quote, chew your bubble gum. Unquote, you ask your dad for the weekly test and he doesn't give you very much. Chew, chew, chew your bubble gum.
You so to hear the hottest band in town. Your girl leaves you, you sit around.
You gotta choo-choo your bubble gum, choo-choo your bubble gum, choo-choo your bubble gum, choo-choo your bubble gum. Get happy, choo your bubble gum. Slap happy, choo your bubble gum. You'll rub it and blow up the bubbles as big as you can. Choo-choo your bubble gum.
It's a praise now.
Choo-choo your bubble gum.
Get a stick now.
Choo-choo your bubble gum. Blow bubbles, blow them as big as you can. First you pop, the gum gets big and round. Boy, your troubles away like bubbles when you hear the funny little sounds. Chew your bubble gum, make bubbles. Chew your bubble gum, make bubbles. Chew your bubble gum, make bubbles. And blow them, and blow them, and blow them, and blow them away, away, away all day. Chew, chew your bubble gum, chew, chew your bubble gum, chew, chew your bubble gum all the day.
Thanks, kids. That was swell. And now, Robert, what's on your mind?
Well, Hal, I've got one of the swell new tunes with a touch of the blues. It's called Tears for My Inkwell. Love still may burn within you.
love you can discontinue. Please tell me that when you reply. And tears from my inkwell soon will dry. So tears from my inkwell are pleading with you. While I watch memories go by in review, love still may burn within you. Love you can discontinue. Please tell me that when you reply.
And the Griffin ABC medley. A, just one of those things. B, Nan Wynn singing I'm Yours. And C, the orchestra playing Temptation. Thank you. taken from life. Radio's newest feature brought to you by radio's foremost reporter, Bob Trout. From the colorful panorama of the great world seen today, life's attention is centered upon the historic city of Quebec, which awaits the arrival of their majesties, King George VI and Queen Elizabeth. Covering the scene for radio, Bob Trout travels to the province of Quebec, Canada, for a picture taken from life.
This is Quebec, ancient French city of fortresses and churches and narrow, crooked streets. City of cliffs and gray stone spires jutting up from those cliffs above the wide St. Lawrence River. This is the Chateau Frontenac, from whose terrace above the river the crowds tonight are peering eastward 6 miles toward the island of Orleans, peering through the night, hoping for a sight of that ship still several hours' run down the river, hoping for a glimpse of the twinkling porthole lights aboard the Empress of Australia, in whose cabins their majesties will sleep for this, the 11th night since that gleaming white vessel sailed from Portsmouth, England. Tomorrow morning at precisely 10:30, a gangplank, its elegant mahogany rails protected from the weather by a white canopy, will link ship and shore in the sheltered cove where once landed the victorious invading English General Wolfe, and up the cliff to the high flat battleground above where the English won Canada will ride Albert Frederick Arthur George. By the grace of God of Great Britain and Ireland and of the British dominions beyond the seas, King, Defender of the Faith, Emperor of India. Tonight, old Quebec, draped with necklaces of colored light, gay with the flapping of many banners, is tense, as is every city the night before history is made. Streets decorated with royal scarlet and gold are thronged tonight for gentlemen in top hats, officers in brilliant uniforms, men and women dressed as you and I. Beside me now, here in the chateau, wearing a spotless uniform, sits a man upon whom there falls a heavy responsibility. For this short man in the tall white cap and the long white coat is the chef, whose important job is to create the first meal His Majesty will eat upon the continent of North America. Now, Mr. Louis Valterra, you were certainly reluctant to leave your kitchen long enough to tell us about tomorrow's lunch and dinner. In fact, an impartial observer would say that you looked pretty busy, were you?
Well, Mr. Trout, I came to work at 6 o'clock this morning, and I am still at work.
Oh, why were you working so hard today, Mr. Valterra? I thought tomorrow was going to be your big day.
It will be, but tomorrow I will work even longer.
How long have you been at work here planning this lunch for the king?
Oh, only about a couple of months.
A couple of months? That seems long enough to plan a meal. Tell me, did you think up the menu yourself?
I thought up a lot of them. Then we started throwing away the ones we didn't want.
Yes.
And at the end, we had only one for dinner. For lunch and dinner.
Yes, I see. But tell me, how many cooks will prepare the dishes on that one menu?
I now have 50 cooks, Europeans, Canadians, and several other nations.
Yeah.
Under me preparing these meals.
50 cooks. Are your men already at work cooking now?
Why, we have been at work on this meal since Saturday.
Well, you know, that's a lot of cooking. Tell me, what are you going to have to eat?
Well, for dinner, we're going to have the terre de Stirling, the consommé de volaille, the truite de Laurentide, la couronne d'agneau, les oiseaux blancs de l'île d'Orléans, la salade gauloise, les fraises chantilly, et les corbeilles de fruits.
That sounds awfully good. What's that mean in English? Steak? Well, tell me, Mr. Valterra, when grace has been said and the meal gets underway, will your troubles be over?
Far from it. I'm to dining room door and direct all the operations in the kitchen. And I will be so busy that I won't even see the king until after the meal is over.
And when it is over, what are you going to do?
Oh, I guess I'll go fishing.
Well, you know, it's been very nice of you to interrupt your work to give us this French-Canadian view from the kitchen of the arrival of the king.
I was glad to tell you what goes on in the kitchen when a king eats, but I am not French-Canadian. Why, I grew up in the kitchens of New York.
Of New York. Thank you, Mr. Louis Valterra, for giving us that preview, that advanced picture of tomorrow's royal luncheon here in Quebec, the historic city which tonight breathlessly awaits the historic arrival of Albert Frederick Arthur George. By the grace of God of Great Britain and Ireland and of the British Dominions beyond the seas, King, Defender of the Faith, Emperor of India. A picture taken from life. Well, there you are. Everyone knows Henry Bussey's theme. It's been a standard with Henry and his fine band since the day it began. And everyone knows Griffin as the standard shoe polish. Wherever you go, you'll find Griffin ABC giving people a brighter, longer-lasting shine. Half a century ago, when Griffin started making shoe polish, the founder of the company placed a sign on his factory which simply said, Leather Insurance. And that's what Griffin shoe polish means to its millions of users. It's the standard shoe polish of the nation, Griffin ABC.
And now it's everyone's time to sing. The man who wrote Three Little Fishes is here to lead you. Saxie Dower, come on and tell him about it.
I'm sure you all know Penny Serenade.
So now let's all sing it, and loud. One
time.
One penny gets you a song, 10 pennies gets you Griffin ABC.
Well said, David. This is Hal Kent. Good night, you all.
It's time to shine. Shine your shoes and you wear a smile. Shine your shoes and you be in style. Sunshine's east, sunshine's west. Griffin polish shines the best. Some folks are not particular how to look around a beat. If they wore shoes upon their head, to make sure they look neat. So just keep your shoes shine, Griffin all the time. Griffin time is the time to shine. When you hear this familiar chime, it's time to shine.
Everybody gets it, it's time to shine. Thank you.
Sentimental Sandwich is from Man About Town. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.